Hello, everyone, and welcome back again to the Revenue Podcast. I'm your host, Kara French. Thank you for joining us today for podcast number 6. I can't believe we are already here. Make sure you visit our webpage at www.billingplatform.com/podcast to check out all of our previous episodes. Of course, we are devoted here at the Revenue Podcast to all things revenue. We're going to keep talking about technology, emerging market trends, and we love different and interesting industry perspectives. We are diving into every revenue topic from every angle, and we're going to have some laughs along the way. We're so glad you've joined us, and we are thrilled to be talking about the revenue lifecycle ecosystem with Mark Swanholm today. Now, Mark is the VP of Partnerships and Alliances here at Billing Platform. We've got a lot to cover, and we're going to be talking about different topics, such as how it truly takes a village to create a successful monetization ecosystem, what that integration looks like if you're looking to be successful, and how cultivating partnerships today can lead to your business's success tomorrow. So Mark, welcome. We're so glad to have you with us. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Kara. Great to be here. Happy to join.
Yeah, no, I just wanted, as we start, we kick off, you know, obviously I do work with you here at Billing Platform, but I wondered if you could tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and your background.
Well, we don't have all day. I have been around a long time, but I started my career technically back before there was a commercial internet. So I'll kind of sum it up this way.
There's a brief version here.
Yeah, I've been really constantly curious when it comes to technology, especially in the startup space. I started several companies in fields as diverse as 3D imaging and cybersecurity. I've spent many years running consulting teams and divisions in larger consulting orgs on countless projects across a number of different industries. And I've held roles in product management, engineering, sales, and ops. Basically, in short, I've been there and done that across most of the technology space at this point, which is why I've been able to be pretty successful in the partnerships role. Kind of a jack of all trades and a master of some of them.
That's funny.
Yeah, and I joined the BP team about 2 years ago to bring that partnership experience to the company. And we've been really busy ever since building out and growing that first-class stable of partners.
Yeah, I know that's kind of what we're talking about today is those partnerships and what that looks like to really make those successful for every party that's involved. Really just sort of kick things off, keeping it at a high level. I do want to talk about how you can successfully manage all these critical components of sort of a holistic monetization initiative, what it takes to put all that together for everyone's maximum benefit. So what are the primary requirements and, you know, when you're getting started with that, and what type of third-party resources do you need?
That's a great question. As you know, from this podcast, monetization is a really important part of companies' operations. So it's absolutely critical to make it both robust and comprehensive, as well as really tailored to their specific needs in the marketplace, because each company really goes to market a little bit differently. So while Billing Platform supplies the scaffolding and much of the structure to build and maintain those processes, it takes the efforts and expertise of many others to fully realize what companies are trying to achieve with their monetization efforts. To that end, we've worked diligently to build out a comprehensive ecosystem of partnerships with companies that we trust to work with us and our customers. And that helps us deliver that full potential. We're talking about hands-on expertise from some of the top global and regional integrators to orchestrate the process, connections to leading front office and back office vendors that sit beside our platform, and then specialist vendors in tax, fraud, usage management, payments, and more to complement our core capabilities.
So it sounds like Billing, like you're talking about, Billing Platform has this framework, and you're bringing in sort of experts to sort of expand on all that, giving them the structure that they need to really make it successful for the customer.
Yeah, exactly. We do a lot, and we do the core things that most people need in the monetization platform, but that touches so many other things in the enterprise that we have to be able to partner with people that we know that can integrate with us and provide that business process expertise on top of our solution.
Well, and I think too, it's when, you know, you're starting off, you've got these plans for how you want your monetization ecosystem to look. You've got things laid out. Things change, right? And there might be other needs that you don't necessarily anticipate.
Yeah, unpredictability is probably the only predictable thing in the partnerships world. It's really true that we don't know from quarter to quarter or even day to day sometimes where the market and where companies' needs are headed, at least precisely.
Right.
So the partnership team drives us to work with a diverse set of companies. We have need to have trusted go-to partners that we can call on that fill those gaps that come up. At the same time, we can't go so broad that we never find a reason to work with a partner or time to keep them up to speed on what we're doing. So it's a balancing act to keep that stable of partners up to speed and filling all those needs.
Is there a process, you know, when you're sort of starting this sort of idea that, okay, we've got our initiatives in place, we've got the framework in place, and we know we've got these key vendors that we've identified, that these partners are going to be sort of somebody we're going to lean on as we're looking at it, sort of an enterprise level business evaluation, right? So you're coming in and you've got the framework, but where do you start when you're looking at those gaps? You know, you're talking about what kind of a strategic partnership that you might say, okay, I need to get this in place so that we can bring the most value to my customer.
Yeah. I mean, it's really before we can start looking outward, it's really about knowing our own product inside and out. So every week I and the rest of my team are in the platform. So configuring a workflow, running a bill cycle, building a widget, we're simultaneously kind of doing that and trying to understand the trends in the marketplace. You know, what innovations are out there that might complement what we're doing, fill those gaps we talked about,
right,
that customers are looking for right now. So we have to have our fingers on the pulse of the space, work quickly to bring on those new partners and get them up to speed on building platforms so that they can talk intelligently about our space, and then work with them to keep getting up on the platform and furthering those goals. We have done our jobs well and found the best partners in the space that benefit from working with us. And makes it a no-brainer to then introduce them, right?
Right. That's a win-win about, there. Yeah.
Yeah, it has to have that win-win quality to really be a true partnership.
Mm-hmm. Is there something where, you know, you've decided, okay, we've got a great relationship. We know this vendor or this partner can bring sort of this extra that we need to meet these gaps, kind of meet key requirements for customers. During that evaluation process, when you're just starting out and you're saying, hey, is there something that often gets overlooked? Is there more to consider than, hey, we've got a customer need, we've identified it. You know, we want to make sure obviously that relationship goes well, but is there anything that you look at specifically when you're evaluating bringing a partner to the table?
It's definitely part art and part science. So we evaluate partners on a number of different levels. First, obviously, is their technology or service, and is that really great? We're an industry leader, and we only want to bring in partners that are also meeting those type of standards for our customers, right? But, you know, that's not where it stops.
Right.
We really, beyond that, have to find if there's a cultural fit. So we can't approach a customer, if we can't approach a customer in the same manner with a partner that we would on our own, we can't work together behind the scenes to help make amazing things happen, then we really shouldn't call them a partner. Maybe they're a compatible solution or whatever, but partner to us is a higher standard. So if you look for both that cultural fit and that great set of technology leader in the space, then we're bringing those two things together to found something that's going to almost guarantee we've got a customer satisfaction fit. And even then, we have to continue to have that trusted working relationship with them, because little things go wrong along the way, right?
Right.
No partnership is perfect. Every mm-hmm. situation is different. We need to have that trust with a partner to be able to work with them and continue to be aligned throughout the project or throughout our entire customer lifecycle.
Yeah, I think it's a really interesting thing you bring up about cultural fit, because sometimes on paper, that looks like the perfect partner for us, the perfect solution. Oh, that just would meet all the needs. But if you're not interacting with customers, if you don't have the same set of core values, things like that, it that could potentially bring up problems as things are being implemented or as things are going on, and that could present challenges.
Yeah, definitely. We've all seen that where, you know, we just have different ways of working than another company, right? And so if the what we can do to align that before we go into a situation with a customer, you know, that is really going to help us a lot.
Right. So you've got these key and strategic partnerships, you know, for the, obviously customers benefit, they benefit, we benefit, everybody is sort of winning here. But the procedures and the processes for these functions that, that kind of go on it, the behind the scenes, if you will, looks great on paper to say, oh, we're a trusted partner, but there's a lot of work, as you mentioned, that's going on. So part of that work is planning. And so how are we looking at planning when you're getting started with your partnerships? What challenges can arise if you don't really have sort of an effective plan for implementation and sort of beyond?
Yeah, well, given that we're working with companies' money and having been in the billing space for many years now, we see how important it is to get every detail right, right? A CFO is going to round with many more digits than most people. And that's because, you know, a thousandth of a penny on every transaction adds up.
Absolutely.
Especially at the volume a lot of our customers have. Right.
So the enterprise level, for sure, something to consider.
Yeah. And it's hard not to live up to those standards. It's hard enough to live up to those standards as a single company, just as billing platform. Right. And we do that. But as we introduce one, two, sometimes three or more partners into a solution with all those different types of vendors I spoke about, that compounds the complexity. Right. So it's imperative that we do that upfront work to make things as seamless and as well vetted as possible. And then to have that deep, trusting partnership with the partners to figure it out when things aren't perfect, right? So we put the partners through a vetting process, you know, and we bring them in slowly as they're becoming, for instance, solutions partners, you know, get them ramped up on our methodology, introduce them slowly into projects so that they can see a successful project before they're off running one for themselves. That, you know, if we do that, we don't have to devolve into any finger pointing. No one wins in that type of scenario, right? So we're really doing a lot of that planning up front with all the partners to make sure that things go as smoothly as possible.
Yeah, I think it's everything looks great on paper, right? When you're getting started and think, yeah, this is going to go amazing. Everything's side, you know, laid out for you. And then things take a turn and it's, you know, something that it just requires a lot of collaboration and just knowing that they're going to be there with you to meet customer needs and fix challenges as they arise, because as we all know, things are constantly evolving and changing.
Yeah, that happens on every single project. You know, something changes and the industry is changing and all sorts of things are changing around us, and really just having that trusted relationship with them and having the ability to kind of go back to them and reset things and work on those processes is absolutely key to having a real successful partnership.
Are there any partners, I'm going off script here a little bit. Sorry about that, Mark. I'm throwing you a curveball. Right. Keep you on your toes. Are there any partners, you know, no names needed specifically, but that, you know, you can think of specific examples where maybe things haven't gone to plan and it's actually the partner has sort of elevated, it's elevated both their business and our business to be able to have that, you know, that key partnership there to lean on?
Well, I'd say it's probably harder to think of one where that hasn't happened, actually. Wow. You know, we'll see it often. It obviously becomes a recurring problem, then maybe there's something else we need to do. But, you know, you get into situations where, you know, for instance, services partners, you know, they have limited resources and they're spread thinly across projects and they don't always have the right person available for the right project, right? And sometimes you'll get a resource that comes onto a project that may not be familiar or not as up to speed or doesn't mesh well in a personality sense with the customer, right? So those things happen. And it's at those moments that you really judge the partnership. So you identify it, you work with the partner to figure out an action plan, and you solve for it and you get the customer back on a happy path. And, you know, that happens with both ISV partners and services partners, you know, across the board in some fashion during the course of the relationship. And it really makes a difference when you know that you can get to a good place after that. And, you know, take those lessons learned, you know, take that back to understanding how we could have done this better the next time. And there's still going to be another time where something comes up, but having that relationship and the ability to kind of each look at things in an objective way and understanding what the ground rules are going in too. Again, back to that planning really makes a difference with that.
Sure. I think there's sometimes a lack of just, I think you were talking about an awareness that things are going to constantly change. Things are going to go wrong. Things are going to, needs are going to shift. And just having that up front saying, hey, we're going to work together. This is sort of the team effort. That's just only going to really benefit the customer down the road to know, hey, we've got a series of partnerships. And if I can't help, we've got somebody over here that's dedicated to this specifically for you, whatever that need is.
Yep, exactly. And that's what, you know, we're looking out for every day on the partnerships team is having that stable of folks that can answer those crazy questions that come up. You know, I recently got a question from us, from the, our sales team about, you know, can we support this in the payments space, right? So it was something that a use case I hadn't heard before. So we looked in our partner stable and we were able to find a couple of partners that could work with that customer to provide that need. So it was great to be able to look for something that I didn't even know was a really a requirement and find it within our partner community.
Oh, wow. So it sounds like things, we always talk on the Revenue Podcast, this is a recurring theme for every single guest we have, modernization, evolving, change. You mentioned at the top of the podcast, many years in the space, you said you didn't want to go into how long, but it had been a while. You know, working here at Billing Platform the past 2 years, what is sort of ahead in terms of just this whole idea of maintaining key relationships with the third parties and sort of partnership management under this sort of umbrella that we talk a lot about, monetization ecosystem? Of course, that's the big buzzword, but it seems like the partnerships sort of angle is just a really key piece of that puzzle, and that it's only going to continue to grow. Am I right there?
Yeah, we see this as a key strategic area for the company, really. And that's because, like I said, we don't know what those next set of milestones out there. And we're also growing rapidly, not, you know, just in total number of customers, but in regions we support, mm-hmm. and the types of service offerings we have as a company. So as we reach out globally, where we don't have as much presence today, or expanding into some new markets or new industries where we might not have as much experience as a company, it's great to have those partnerships where we can rely on their expertise and their networks to bolster ours and allow us to get into those new spaces and provide that great set of core technologies that we have that's been received so well by our existing customer base, and provide that to new places and them have the trust because they're used to working with these partners, and those partners speak their language and they understand their industry or their region. That is immeasurable for us to be able to rely on that,
right,
and to bring new things to our customers too as they arise, whether it's fraud detection or compliance, you know, things that we don't have in the product today or might not even want to build into the product ourselves, where we can rely on those partners. It's really an exciting time to be working in the space because it's a lot of fun to be able to build up those relationships that allow us to go in completely new directions and serve many more types of customers than we have today. And there's still curveballs that come around and changing technologies that keep us on our toes, but that's part of the fun and being in the partnership space is we're looking out at those new things. We're looking out at how we can work together in that monetization ecosystem to really build something special for customers.
So kind of last question before we wrap up, I think we always talk about customer feedback, and, you know, we have a whole sort of product team that's doing that. But if you're working with partners, I mean, you're getting to see every day sort of feedback from them on things that are working for them, things that are, you know, that they're bringing to the table and how we can incorporate it. Does that collaboration happen?
Yeah. And let me tell you, partners are not shy about sharing their thoughts on the product.
And hey, that's great. Honest feedback is the best feedback.
Exactly. And these folks are, you know, experts in the industry or experts in adjacent parts of the industry, right? And so they've seen many solutions and they've thought about things themselves. So it's absolutely great feedback to have. Now, can we incorporate all of it or do we agree with all of it? No, but getting that kind of direct industry feedback I tell you, most of it's positive, you know, not just tooting our own horn, but we really get a lot of positive feedback as new partners are coming in because they're not used to seeing the kind of capabilities that we can provide, but everything's not always perfect or not always the way they need it for a given situation. So there's tons of feedback there. We involve our closest partners in direct contact with our product teams so that they can get that, you know, view of what we're doing on the product roadmap and also provide that input to them. You know, we're bringing them in as subject matter experts in different areas of the product, depending on what their expertise is. And it's really a great collaboration, and it's, you know, helps us to strengthen our industry position even further.
So last kind of off the wall question. Is there anything that has come up over the past sort of, let's say, 6 months to a year where you're thinking, you know, instantly, I've got a partner that would be, this is a great solution. You know, they're going to be able to provide us with a great solution. We can totally, you know, meet this need, meet this customer curveball, if you will. And the collaboration there has led to sort of other things that, you know, that the potential that the partner can provide, for example, like something starts small and then it sort of grows from there with that relationship building.
Oh yeah, there's definitely, you know, because we don't know our partners' products and their expertise as well as they do, right? So we, you know, we'll start a partnership. We think, oh, they're a great fit for this gap. And we'll try a couple times to go work with them on those things and have some success there. But then, like I mentioned, the payments thing that came up earlier, we've seen the same thing in e-invoicing or in e-commerce, you know, some little things that we didn't know that we needed to provide customers, and they're asking if we could provide. And lo and behold, you know, dig a little deeper with those partners, and they've got a solution that can work with that, that can complement what we're doing there and make kind of a new thing that neither one of us really were doing. So we've had a couple of instances of that recently in different spaces where, hey, we could do this and you guys could do this, and together that really gives us a pretty strong solution that neither one of us thought about putting out in the marketplace. So there really is that kind of, you know, 1+1=3 type of thing happening a lot of times.
Yeah, that's awesome. I think the whole idea of the partnerships really is, we talked about it earlier, it's just a win-win for everybody. When there's open communication and collaboration, everybody's successful. And of course, the goal is always reduce churn, keep the customers happy, and everybody's winning.
Yep. As long as we keep everybody happy in that, you know, the three ways of us, a partner, and a customer, you know, really amazing and interesting things tend to happen. And that's our goal every day, is to keep that machine working for all of us to drive better success.
Yeah. Mark, thank you so much for coming on and talking to us today. You know, we've kind of traveled back and forth talking about partnerships and how implementation works and collaboration. And it's just been really great to get your insights and input on that. And I know you see amazing things happening, just, you know, every day at Billing Platform. And we just really want to thank you for your time.
Well, thanks for having me. I enjoyed it. Great conversation, and talk to you again soon.
Yeah, I appreciate it. As always, with the Revenue Podcast, we do want to connect with our listeners. Visit our billingplatform.com social media pages or our business website at www.billingplatform.com. And make sure you check out our next podcast, podcast number 7. Mark, you were lucky number 6 in terms of guests, so you don't want to miss an episode. We will be back next month with new topics, new insights, and of course, new perspectives on all things revenue. Thank you so much for listening and for having your cup of coffee, tea, or whatever makes you happy with us. Cheers.